So we're going to pick up with what apparently was an easier parak. we're on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Says Daf is Ayin Zayin. So basically, Rava made a distinction between whether or not a poel can, you know, retract, or whether a poel gets paid. It's different cases, whether he toured the land beforehand, the day before, or he didn't. And he brings the case similar, if we're at the bottom, Kihada Amar Rava, right? Says Kihada Amar Rava, Haiman the Aga Agiri, so the Rifka. So someone hired workers, the Rifka, which Ami believes to dig these ditches, these irrigation ditches, I guess. So he's supposed to dig these ditches to collect water. The Atta Mitra, when it rained, I guess before they started working, it rained. Umal Yamaya, and the whole field got filled with the water. So I didn't need the irrigation ditches anymore. I got the water. So Isayir La Ari Meorta, if the Poalim, I believe the Poalim walked around the field, right? They toured the field in the evening. The Orta is the evening. Right? Rashi says, Hai Siura La Arya Me Orta, the Holy Chapolim Shavaru of Lovin Shelacho, Shirgisham Leila, Lestu Cloud. They walked around, they didn't realize that it was wet, or they didn't see that the water was had fallen. So then, the fact that the rain had fell is saved the Poalim. It's a loss for the Poalim. I mean, the workers, they obviously don't have a job anymore. They were hired. They didn't pay attention to the circumstances. They lose their job. Rashi says, say to the Poalim, Gisham Sheyardu, Hefseid Poalim Hu. It's a loss on the Poalim. Delo Yahiv Lu Miti. He doesn't have to give them anything. The Amr Luhu Mazlachayu Garam. It was your mazel, but that's what happened. But, Lo Sayer La Arme Arta, if for whatever reason they didn't walk around the field the night before, then Pseidah the Balabayas, and then it rains, then it's a Pseidah the Balabayas, V'yav Luka Poel Batel, and then he has to pay them, not the amount he would have paid them to dig the ditches, but he pays them the amount that they would have accepted, had to sit and do nothing all day, the Skar Batel. And Rashi says, Lo Siyar Me Orta Pseidah the Bal, the Amri La, because they could say to him, Amri Le, Mi Yemar De Adaita De Hu Ara Agrosan, right, who, right, that's the Pseidah the Balabayas. I mean, the idea is like it's his loss. They should have paid attention. In other words, it has to be something. If they were aware of it or should have been aware of it, then it's their loss. If there was no reason for them to be aware of it, or he should have been aware of it, then it is his loss. Amar Rava, and Rava gives another din halacha. Hayman de Ogir Aguri Ludavla. So guy hires people to water his field. Right? Davla Rashi says Lahashko Sados. Right? Va'asa Mitra, and it rains. It rains and that waters the fields, and he no longer needs these workers. So that say to the poalim, that loss is on the poalim because, and they don't get their scar, they don't get paid. But it says, asa nahara, if the river overflowed its banks that night, and therefore it watered the field, and therefore he no longer needs these workers. So that say to the balabayas, that loss is on the balabayas. Rashi says. The poalim einam yodim b'minhag sadeyu sheyenar ola lahashkoso. They have no idea that the river oftentimes or sometimes overflows and waters his field. Ahu hayodeya, he knows or he should know. Assuming this is a normal occurrence that sometimes this happens, he should tell them, "Listen, I'm hiring you. You should know that sometimes the water overflows. And if the water overflows, then I won't be hired. But if it says nothing, then the loss he has to bear that loss." And he pays them. I believe he pays them. Right? He says, "We all have kaskar batel." He pays them like the workers who don't do anything.
Why should the employees bear the loss if it's rain? I mean, they're not responsible for rain.
Because rain is something they can anticipate. Right? What?
In the Middle East? I mean, here, yeah.
In the Middle East, yeah. At the rainy season.
Okay.
I guess the rain is something they can anticipate. I don't know what the rain was at between the Tigris and Euphrates, but rain is something they can anticipate. I think the water they can anticipate also. But the halacha is whatever they can anticipate, it's on them. Whatever they can't anticipate, or should have been told, it's on him. The Amar Rav, another case, Hayman de Ogir Aguri Ledavlo. Again, so he, and then this next case may be something that you're alluding to. He hired these guys to field to water the field. And typically, it seems over here that they would water the field from the river. They would take the water from the river and they would water the field. Upasak nara paga the yoma. Midday, the riverbed dries up. I guess Rashi says because everyone's using the river, So it's not a big river. It's not like the Hudson or the Amazon. It's a small little stream. It dries up. There's nothing. There's no more water left. The Elo Ovid de Pusik, if it is not typical, if it is not typical that the water would stop midday, meaning the Baal had no reason to know about this, then proceeded to Poalim. Then it losses on the Poalim because, you know, that's their bad luck. Something, you know, circumstances are under his control. But Ovid de Pusik, if it typically, or oftentimes, or sometimes, or enough times they should be made aware of or know about it, it would stop. Ibn Masa, if they're members of that city, they're citizens of the town, therefore they would know, then proceeded to Poalim, and the loss is on them. But Ilab Ibn Masa, if he hired people from the outside who don't know the vagaries of this river and how it typically works, so then proceeded to Balabais, and that loss would be on the Balabais. Vama Rava, another case, Rava says, Man da agar agure la avitsa. So he hires these workers for day laborers to work for him, to do what he needs to do just for the day. And not kablonos, they work hard for the day, not for the job. Right? Vishalim avidisa bipagadioma. Midday they finish. They finish their job. They finish what he wanted them to do. Right? So he says, so now what do you do the rest of the day? E isle avidita de nichamine yahiv luhu. If he still has other work that is, I guess, less intensive than the work that they have been working till now, then he can give it to them, and they have to work the rest of the day to get paid. Inami de kivasa, or he has work that's as equals burdensome as what they were doing till now. Mafkid luhu, and he can have them. He can appoint them. Mafkid luhu means appoint them to do that work. But the kashamine, if the only thing he has now is work that's more difficult than they had been doing until now, lo mafkid luhu, he cannot appoint them to do that without paying them additionally, and therefore v'noslim lehem sicharam mishalem. So then he has to pay the full day rate. Then he hired them for the day. He ran out of work during the day. Send the clean lady home. That's it. You know, you have nothing else to do. You can send them home, but you have to pay them.
But he didn't specify at the beginning of the day that there might be more work.
That's the whole point. So if there is the work, is that's what Gemara seems to be saying.
So how could he add on if he didn't?
Because he's not adding anything that's more difficult for them.
Is Gemara switching the case in the middle? And it started with that he hired him for a specific job.
No, he hired him for the day.
Hired
for a task for the day. Okay, then he finished the task. Right. If he has more to do, that's the same thing. Then it's the same task. But if he's going to up the ante and have him do more, it's a different task. He can't do that, and he has to pay them. So Gemara says, Amai, why does he have to give him the full amount for the remainder of the day? Let him pay them a schar bata. Why does he have to pay them so much? In other words, they're not doing any work now, so work out the deal. What's the schar batel? Otherwise, get them another job. He says, no, ki kama rava. Rava says, the case over here, the mitzis over here, is b'achlushe de mechuzo de ilo of the chalshe. It's the achlushe mechuzo. Rashi says, mechuzo shu iro shu rava. Hayu bnei adam haregil saseis masos tamid. Yeah, these big guys, they're used to harder labor. Uke yoshu betelim kashlem. It's how difficult for them to sit. So people need to work. They're not going to be able to give you a good. They need to work. He says kashalahen. I saw someone says it weakens them. I don't know if it weakens them, but it's difficult for them. They want to work. They want work. They don't want to sit and not do anything. So they're not going to be able to pay them schar bata. They won't accept that. They want work to do. So either pay them or give them the work. Okay. So yesterday we brought down a brisa regarding poalim, right? I think who retracted, who stopped doing the work after they started doing the malacha. And there was a machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Dosa as to how you pay them. So the question was, if you had to go out and get other laborers to finish the job, do I pay them, the Chacham say, do I pay them just whatever they did? They did half the job, you pay them half. And if they cost me more, then that's on me, because then you say, Yad Tepalim HaLiona, or Sina Gemara. Or do I have to find new laborers, and whatever I had to pay, I deduct it from them. So if it was going to cost me $1, originally, and I pay them, and they did have to work at 50 cents. And I go find somebody else. I had to pay them. I had to pay that person, you know, another dollar to get it done. I deducted from the back end, from the front end, from their salary. That was the machlok. That's what Rabbi Dosa said. So Amamar, we learned in the Brisa, Shamir lehem et masha asu. We evaluate what they did. Ketzad hayayafa shisha dinarim no sin lesela. So basically, I hired them selling is 14 dinarim. So I hired them to do something that was worth 8 dinar. They did half. And then I had to go, so now it looks like I have 4 more dinarim to do, but it cost me 6 to finish. I still pay them the seller, which is the 4 dinarim. So Kasavi Rabbanan, because Rabbanan hold Yad Poel Elyon, the hand of the worker is on. He has the upper hand, right? Even if he reneges in the middle of the day, he has the upper hand. That's what the Chachamim say. So now we have to continue reading the Brisa according to this idea that Yad Poel Elyon Elyon. So then the Brisa continued. Oh, Yigmru Malachto and Vyitlu Shnei Salim. They even have the choice. They have a choice. Either he can pay them for the work that they've done, or they can finish the malacha. But then, when they finish the malacha, they get paid exactly what they contracted, which was the two, slime, which I think is the eight dinner or the eight zuz. I forgot which one it is. The Gemara says pshita. Well, they were hired to do the malacha for eight, right? They were hired to do the malacha for eight for the Shnei Salim. If they finish the job, then they should get paid what they agreed to. So that's pshita. What's that? What price come to Mechadish? So Gemara says no. Coming to Mechadish to follow case. Lo tzricha the iyaker avidita. So I guess what it seems to be is that after they started to work, the rate, the minimum wage went up. You know, the rate went up that day. The market rate for what they were doing went up. The imru poalim. So the worker said. So the imru poalim. I think it means over here that they retracted, right? Rashi says imru here is lashon that they retracted. I guess maybe that's what the extra yud says. Rashi says imru is lashon hefresh. V'nazar achor o misrachek min hadavar. He quotes a pasuk in Iyuv, domar lekoes b'marom tamri. So tamri, I guess, means to retract. So they retracted midday because now the market is saying that they should get paid more, and they were fools. They took they feel that they were fools. They took the job before the market price increased. So imru poalim v'azal balabayis. The balabayis needs them to finish the job. Upaisinu, and he convinces them to complete the job. So Mao the Tamo, you might thought that when he convinced them to the end, he just took, come on guys, you know, whatever, he convinced them to do the job. He obviously didn't say specifically, I will pay you more, but he convinces them to do the job. So Mao the Tamo, you might have thought that Matsu Umrelay, that they could, the workers could say to Balabais, Kime Paisinon Adaita de Tafas Lan Agra, when you appeased us, we felt or we thought that you were appeasing us because you were going to pay us now the market rate, the increased market rate, which is you were paying us $2, and now you can pay us $2.50. So Kamash Malan, he can say, the Amr Lahu Adaita the Tarachna Lahu Bachil Shia. No, I appeased you because I was going to give you better food, I was going to give you better working conditions. No way did I say that I was going to pay you. So the price says that we listen to him, and he only has to pay them the agreed upon price. Then the Brisa continued and had this enigmatic statement with Sela. If he was hired for a Sela, no sin lehem Sela. He pays them a Sela. The Gemara says, Pshita. If they contracted to get paid $100, you get paid $100. So he says, no, lo tzricha dizal avidita meikara vakrino bitve zuza. Ulesof iyakar avidita vikam bitve zuza. So what happened was, when they came to start the job, I guess it would, the rate for workers was three zuz, right? Was three zuz, which is three quarters of a sela, was three zuz. But these guys didn't want to pay that market rate. They were holding out. They were free agents. They were holding out for a higher pay. Hey, and finally, so what happened was he paid them an extra zuz. He paid them the sela. So he hired them for an extra zuz. And then ulubasof iyakar avidito vekamitve zuzah. The market price came out. They announced the rate that day, and it went up. Right, yaker bekamit tvezuz. It went up, and everyone now the market rate is four zuz, which is a seller. So when he hired him, the rate was three. He hired them for four. Now the market rate is four. So now they're holding out, and they're going to say, "Oh, it was a relative. You hired us by a relative price. You owe us another zuz. You owe us five, a seller plus." And he says, "No, I hired you at the time because I had to convince you to work. You weren't convinced to work unless you got four. Now you got four. So what's the difference? Is it a market rate, or was it a fluctuating rate, or was it an exact amount?" So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha the zala vidita meikara the igu betvezuza ulasofi yakar vidita vekam betvezuza mal detem." Maybe you would have thought amrilei they could say to him tvezuza martelon. You hired us for an extra zuz. Right, tvezuzah havlon. So give us the extra zuz. Kamash malan. Bryce comes to teach us. He can come back and say the amar lehu can say to him ki amri lehu tvezuzah. When did I agree to give you an extra zuz above the market rate? Delo have kim lehu. When you did not want to accept the marketplace right market rate for everybody else. Hashda kim lehu. But now that everyone's accepting that rate that you agreed to, then that's the rate you want. Maybe we can renegotiate it the next time. But right now you were hired for this amount. You have to accept it. It wasn't a fluctuating idea. It was a set amount. So then we have to explain the price according to Rabbi Dosa, because Rabbi Dosa said, "Shamin lehen es masha asid lehe asos Rabbi Yossi said, no. What happened was that midday you guys quit, and then I had to go back and hire somebody else. Whatever I paid to finish the job, I can deduct it from you because you're causing me that loss. Right? So I hired you to do the job for two seller, and you did it halfway. That's four dinarim. I said, those are four. It's four dinarim. And then, so now, in order to finish the job, I should have to pay 4 dinarim. No, in order to finish the job, I have to pay 6 dinarim. So I'm paying an extra 2. I deducted from you because I hired you to finish the job for 8, and now I am paying 10. I paid this guy, the second guy, 6, and since you caused me the loss, I deduct 2, and I only pay you 2. Why? So he says, Kasavar yad poel al tachtona. He holds that the poel has the lower hand. He cannot make sense, actually. If he quits midday and you're causing the loss, then he, it makes sense to me, I should say. Then he causes the loss, so you deduct that pay off the front end. So now the Gemara says, okay. And then the Braisa continued, O yigmru milachton v'yitlu shnei slime. Or they can complete their work and get 2 slime. You can either get the 2 zuz for half the job, even though you should have gotten 4, or finish and get the full 8 and get the 2 slime. So Gemara says, Shita, that's what you contracted for. Gemara says, Shita, lo tzricha, it's the opposite of what we did before. It says, lo tzricha, Dizal avidita, that what happened was is they were hired, when they were hired it was 4 zuz, I guess, or 8 zuz to do this, right? And then after they started, the market rate went down. The market went down. The Amar Balabais, and the Balabais is the one who retracts, because he says, now I can go, I'll fire you, and I'll get cheaper labor. So he watches what he wants to do. So the Paulim went and they said, no, don't worry. They appeased him to convince him to continue to have them on the job. So Malatema, you might have thought, Matsi Amrluhu, that the Balabais would say to them, Adaita de Batsrisu li me agre. You appeased me by taking the lower market price. So Kamashwala, no, the Amrle Adaita Davidin le Avidinsa Shapirta. It's fascinating. He says, no, we appeased you by telling them we'll do a really good job. We'll do a job better than everybody else. We'll make sure that you're first in line. We won't finish that house at Back Lawrence. We'll finish your house in Saddle Ridge beforehand, even though that's whatever. We're going to appease you. We're going to do it first. So Kamashman also, that's what it says. They can finish the Malacha, 2 slime. That's what they contracted for. That's what they're going to get if they finish the job.
Well, when he originally fires him, does he have to hand him anything, or he's off? He's completely free.
If he originally fires them, he has to pay them for the work that they did.
Because it sounds all like over here, if us didn't do anything, so
say, I didn't hear you.
I'm saying if the price drops and then he says, I'm firing you because I can get cheaper labor, he doesn't have to pay them anything?
No, he has to pay them for the work that they did.
Unless they did
nothing,
then he says,
then I guess he pays them nothing. If you say, Yad Paul al Tachtona. If you say, hold to Yad Paul al Tachtona. Sela Nosin Lahem. Well, that's right, but okay. But then they can try to piece him. They could back. Sela Nosin Lahem Sela. And then the Braisa continued. If the job was for a seller, he pays them a seller. Again, Shita, contracted for a seller, right? Pay a seller. So the Mar says, no, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Nasan, Lo Tzricha. The case here is the Ozilu Inu Gabe Zuzim Eikara. Originally, the workers were pressed for work. There was no work. They were willing to take the work at a lesser than market price. I guess originally it was for 4 dinarim, and they accepted it for 3 dinarim. So he's paying him 1 dinar less than the market. So, same thing. He's going to say, I should pay you, if the market rate, actually goes down, I'll pay you less than another dinar.
Interesting, none of these cases mention Misha Parra.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Misha Parra, does Misha Parra only apply to a Mecca? I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. So Amar Rav Huna Breda Rav Nasan Lo Tzricha De Ozel Inu Gabe Zuzim Eikara. They were hired for a zuz less than the marketplace to begin with. Uluvasof Zal Avidita. In the end, the market went down to what they were getting paid. Mao Detemim. You might think that he could say Batzir Zuz Amrisalu. You were willing to accept for me a zuz less than the market. So Batzir Zuz Yehivnuluchu. I will pay you 1 zuz less than the market price, which is now a zuz even another zuz less. So Kamash Milan the Amrile. They said to them, No Ki Amar Nalab Batzir Zuz. When did we agree to accept 1 zuz less than the market price? To lo have kimlach. When we saw that you weren't able to get anybody at that rate. So now we're going to get in and get that rate. But now, hashta kimlach, now we're not going to be fools and go lower than that. You're willing to pay 3. Everyone's going to accept a 3. You can't get it for 2. We're not willing to accept 2. We only took 3. We only accepted 3 when you only could hire for 4, and we were willing to take something less. But now that everyone's going to accept that, you accept that rate from everybody, or everyone's going to accept that rate, we're not going down anymore. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav says, Halach Rabbi Dosa. The Halach is like Rabbi Dosa, which, who said that Yad Poel al Tachtona. Now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rav Hachi. Did Rav really say that Yad Poel al Tachtona? V'ha Amar Rav. Rav say, Poel Yochel Lachzer Bo Afilu B'chatzil Yom. That the Poel can retract even midday, and that would be Yad, and the Yado Eliona is the continuation of that. Right, that's the continuation over there. The Tosos and Daf Yud points out, so he can live, work, leave half a day Yad Al Tachtona, get the exact amount that he worked. So that's see, Rav is saying Yad Al Tachtona. How can you quote Rav to tell me that we have like Rav Dosa who says Yad Poel Al Tachtona? The Gemara says, wait a second, maybe I can make a distinction between different types of workers. Remember, we have the day laborer and we have the kavlan, the contractor. So maybe it's different between those two. V'chi tema, shani le Rabbi Dosa ben tzchirus le kablonos. Maybe Rabbi Dosa has a distinction between tzchirus and kablonos, meaning only by the poel kablon, by the kavlan, by the contractor who works for the job, does Rabbi Dosa say that yadu al tachtona. By the poel who's a tzchir yom, which is what Rob quoted, the Poel is here, yo. Maybe in that case, he'll agree that Yado al Yona, and therefore it wouldn't be a Kashan Rav, because even though Rav passes that halachas like Rabbi Dosa, that's talking about by Kablonus, that we say Yad Poel al Tachtona. But he's going to say about the Tzchir Yom that he can be Chozer Bo and Yado al Yona, make that split. So the Gemara says, Umi Shani Lei, is it really true that Rabbi Dosa can makes this distinction in halacha between a Tzchir Yom and a Kablon? V'hatna Tanya, we have the following brisa: Hasocher es hapoel, the guy hires a poel, which is a worker, okay, just a worker, hires the worker, v'lechatzi hayom, and midday, shama, the poel here, shemes lo meis, osha achazasu chama. So this worker here is either that he has a death in the family, as an ones happens to him, there's a death in the family, or he gets sick midday. So if he's a schir yom, then no sin lo scharo. You have to pay him his schar. Pay him the work they did for half a day, pay him his schar. Rashi says, ho of the onusu, ain't the consul lasos yodol al tachtona. You can't be conus him and to do yodol al tachtona. But no sin lo chatzid me scharo. You pay him half the job. So the Gemara now says, v'im kablon hu, and if he is a kablon, no sin lo kablon also. You give him the amount of work that he'd done until now. He did half the job, you give him half of the contracted amount. So the Gemara says money. So who's the author of this brisa? Brisa is Stam. Who's the author of this brisa? Is it Rabbi Dosa or the Chachamim? So Ilei me Rabbanon. If you say it's Rabbanon who hold that Yad Poel al Yona, my ira shama shemes lo meis osha achazaso chama the anis. Who cares about anis? Chachamim will say it's Yad Poel al Yona even if there's no anis. You don't need the onus to create Yad Poel al Yona. Here the Bryce is creating the onus in order to get to Yad Poel al Yona. If it was the Chachamim, ki lo onus nami hai omer rabbanon Yad Poel al Yona. If it was the Chachamim, even if there was no onus, they would say Yad Poel al Yona. Elalav must be Rabbi Dosa hi. The halacha must be Rabbi Dosa, who holds that Yad Poel is typically al tachtona, but only here because there's an onus. Does he say that the Yad Poel al Yona? And there's no distinction made between a Poel and a Schir Yom and a Kablan. It's only because of the Ones do they both get the Yad Poel al Yona. Had there not been Ones, both would get Yad Poel al Tachtona. So you can't make this distinction between Schir Yom and Kablan according to Rabbi Dosa. He says, El Lav Rabbi Dosa, Shma Mino, Lo Shani Leiv Rabbi Dosa, Ben Schiris the Kablanos. So Amar Rabbi Nachman says, no, maybe the case is, maybe really Rabbi Dosa does make the distinction between Schirus and Kablonus. And he'll be moda that by the Schir Yom Yado El Yona. And now the reason here why the Brisa is mentioning the Ones, the reason why he can retract is because of the Ones, is because the Brisa is speaking about a case of Bedavara Ovid, where the guy was hired for a Davara Ovid, that if he leaves now, it's going to be lost. So there, both Rabbanon and Rabbi Dosa would admit that you cannot be Chozer Bo unless there's an Onus. And then according to this, v'divrei akol. And then this brisa goes according to everybody. There's no proof now that Rabbi Dosa has no chilik. Because this brisa is the divrei akol. It's talking about an ones case. That's why Yado al ha elyona, only because of the ones. Chachamim, that they agree, typically, everyone here typically would agree, because of davar of Yado al tachtona, except for here, because it's an ones, because of Yado al elyona. But there's no Rai here to Rabbi Dosa, because he's not necessarily the author of this Bryce, it's the Divrei Kol. So the Gemara says, Now I'll ask. So we don't have no. We still think that we have. We can still make this distinction between Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa can still make the distinction between Schir Yom and the Kavlon, and then Rav, and then was Rav. Then Rav's Psak can work. Rav's Psak can work. He can hold like he can say that it's Yodo al Yona by Schir Yom and Hasan like Rabbi Dosa the Yodo Tachtona by the Kavlon. The Gemara says, wait, it's not. Let's look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Kol HaMishaneh, whoever changes or deviates, Yodo al Tachtona. He has the lower hand. The Kol HaChozer Bo, Yodo al Tachtona. Whoever retracts, also Yodo al Tachtona. So what are the two cases? A Mishaneh and Chozer Bo. So Bishlama, Kol HaMishaneh, Yodo al Tachtona. Whoever changes from the deal, that's the Stam Lan Tana Rabbi Yehuda. That we have a Stam Tana like Rabbi Yehuda. What's that Rashi says? We saw it, I don't know, about 80 days ago. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, Pluksayu, Vipar Gozel Eitzin, Litzavua, Lo Eldom, Litzavu Shachor. That the case was, he wanted him to dye one color, and he dyes in another color, whatever he gets less, that's what the guy gets, because he was Mishana. So that's what Mishana means, which have a Stam Tana like Rabbi Yehuda. But, Ela Kola Choserbo, Yodel Tatorla Surimai. What does this extra statement of Kola Choserbo, typical Babylonian fashion, when you have this catch-all statement, it has to come to include something. So it's Kol HaChozer Bo Yodel Tachton La Suyemai. What's that coming to include? Lav La Tuye is not coming to include Poel Kirabidosa. Is it coming to include the Schir Yom, who's Chozer Bo, Yodel Tachton, and that's like Rabidosa. Rabidosa makes no difference. He also holds the Schir Yom, Yodel Tachton. So the Gemara says, Ela Rabidosi Tartika Amar. Rabiosi said, in Echonami, Rabiosi said both, that Schir Yom and the Kablon, it's Yodo al Tachtona, no difference. The Rav Rav accepted Rabbi Dosa in one instance when it came to the Kablonim for the contractors. He held like Rabbi Dosa that Yodo al Tachtona. But when it came to the Poalim, the Skiriyon, the day laborers, he did not hold like Rabbi Dosa, and he held. Rav said in those cases Yodo al Yona, meaning the split that we try to make in Rabbi Dosa, we just make in Rav. That's all. Okay. Now the Gemara now tries to give another answer. In other words, we just said that Kol HaChozer Bo Yodo al Tachtona comes to include Rabbi Dosa's case of the Poalim, and therefore you see that Rabbi Dosa clearly holds that there's no difference. Even Poalim the Yodo al Tachtona. The Gemara says no, Ibai Seima, or I can say that really Rabbi Dosa does make the Chiluk. So what is this statement in the Mishnah coming to include? So it's coming to include Ibai Seima Kol HaChozer Bo Yodel Tachtona Lichidasani. It comes to include the following case of Kol HaChozer Bo Ketza. What's the Chozer Bo? It's not talking about a case of a worker or laborers. It's talking about a purchase, a buyer and a seller. Somebody retracts on a sale. So they have I have a little issue over here because I thought this was a Kenyan. But Kol HaChozer Bo Ketza. What's the case? Harei Shemachar Sadel Chaver Be'elav Zuz. So I sold you my field for 1,000 Zuz. V'nosin lo maos mehen masayin zuz. And you gave me basically a down payment, you'd pay me 200 zuz. Bizman shah mocher chozer bo, if I the mocher say, you know what, you didn't give me the 800, I'm done, I'm out, I'm retracting. You gave me the down payment, I'm retracting. So then yad lo keach al halyona, then you, the purchaser, get the upper hand. Rotza, if you want, lo keach, you can say, omer lo tein li mausai. You can say to me, give me back my down payment, give me back my $200. Oh, Tainli Karka Kenegim Osai. Or give me $200 worth of the tract of land that I was buying for $1,000. Give me the 20% of it. Right? Umehecha Magbiyu. And from which Karka does he take? Mina Idis. He takes from the best. Okay, we'll figure out what that means soon. He takes from the best. But Bisman Shalokea Chozerbo, if Lokea puts down $200 and 200 Zuz, whatever it was over here, what did we say it was? 200 Zuz. And he goes there, then Yad Mocher Al Yona, then I, the seller, have the upper hand. And therefore, Ratza Omer Lo, I can say to him, Helech Mosecha, here is your money back. Or Ratza Omer Lo, I can say to him, Helech Karkenegem Mosecha, fine, I'll give you 20% of the tract of land, I'm willing to separate it, you can get 200 Zuz worth of the land, from which parcel of land, Minaziboris. We'll get to that as well also. So maybe that's what it means, Kol HaChozer Go Yodo Al Tachtona. Nothing to do with the laborer, it has to do with the contract of sale. And how are you being closer now? If you hold Moos Karnos, then there's a Kenyan. And if you don't hold Moos Karnos, there was no Kenyan. So then who cares? Of course you can be closer. But if you're trying to figure out where was the Kenyan here, or where's the lack of Kenyan that allows you to retract. Okay. Amar Mar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, in order to protect from these guys retracting, Mulamdin Osan, we teach all those who buy karka, I guess on credit, who don't have the full price up front, Shelo Yachzeru, we teach them how to avoid this retraction. Ketzad, what do? Kosev Lo, we have the Mocher, right to Lokeach, Ani Ploni Ben Ploni, I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Macharti Sada Plonis, Leploni, I sold this field to this guy, the El Zuz, and the contracted price was 1,000 Zuz, the Nosan Li Mehem Asayim Zuz, and he paid me 200 Zuz, the Harini Noshe Bo Shmone Meos Zuz, and now he owes me as a loan, I'm now lending him the 800 Zuz, meaning I'm accepting full payment for the field. There's a kinyan, there's a contract, it's full payment, it's done. The 800 you owe me is not to complete the sale, it's now flipped into a loan, right? Kana, then he's kone, umaxalo sasharif ilachar shavim. Now he owes him the rest, even after a couple of years, whatever the cut deal is. I don't know. So Amar Mar. So Mar said, we learned in the Braisa, mehecha magbio, when we said that the yad of the glokeach al-yona, he gets to take the 20% if he wants, from the idis, mina idis. Kasalka daitach, you think now, originally we thought, me'idis din nechasa, you take from the greatest of the property of the mocher. But what are you talking about? We know which property he bought. We know he bought this tract of land. Then he will take from his idis from somewhere else? Doesn't make sense. Because below ye, and what the Gemara says, even a different question, he says, below ye el balchov. He should be no greater than a balchov. That you owe me money, and tnan balchov dino b'neinonis. And the balchov, really the balchov is ziboris, but a balchov with the rabbanon gets the b'neinonis. So va'od, and then second is my kash, va'od, ha'aridi of zuze. The karka that he bought is right in front of us. What are you giving him the idis for? It's right in front of us. So amar of Nachum bar Yitzhak, me'idis sheba, me'zibur sheba. No, we look at the tract of land, and maybe this part of the land is better than this part of the land. We find which is the best area of the land, and that, if Yad Lokeach al-Yona, he gets that piece of the land, and if it's Yad Mocher al-Yona, he doesn't get that piece that's in front of the caravan that constantly floods when it rains, so we have no way to walk into the shul. That's what he gets. Okay.
Well said.
Tell the board it's on moment 3158. On the recording.
Bust a light word.
Okay.
He could be very interested.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay. So Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika Amar Afilu Tema Minid Idis Din Nechasav. He says no. Even if when he says Idis, he can get the best tract of land from the Mocher's field. Because why? This Stam is fascinating. Stam man the Zavin Arab Alfi Zuzay. 1,000 Zuz is a lot of money. So it must be that this guy, in order to get the 1,000 zuz to buy the land, he had to liquidate his possessions. So he liquidates his possessions, and now he gets the money to pay for you, and then you retract on the deal, and he doesn't get the karka. Now he doesn't get the karka. He liquidated his possessions on the cheap in order to get the money, and now he's got nothing. You damaged him. So that's what he says. Stam man the zaven ara alfa zuze ozli mozlim zabi nichse. He sold his nechassim on the cheap, and havele kinizak. And now he's damaged by you not paying him. Utnan and hanizakin shamer lehem beidus. And the nizakim pay beidus. So two things. Number one, he's not a nizak because the nizak you would have to pay him for the damage. Tosis points out you have to pay him for what you damaged. You damaged him by what he sold. If you're not paying him that amount, you would have to pay the differential between what he sold the items for and what they were worth. Right. Number two, Gemara says, talk about here, that he's buying it for 1,000 zuz. He only got 200 zuz. He didn't get the full 1,000 zuz. Remember, there's a case where he only...
That's the reason why they go for the idiot's property.
Because
it's the 800, not the full property.
But the 800, in other words, you're saying you damaged him so much because he had to liquidate so much to get the property. He only liquidated 20% to get to the property. He didn't liquidate 100%. He's paying 200 out of the 1,000. Tosis points out the first thing. Tosis points out, he says, Lav dafka mazik. Sharei ain't shamik if you're a nezik. You don't pay based on the damage. Sheiziko, Sharei ain't shalom el kfi amor shakibel. You only pay him the amount of what was in the transaction. If there was real damage, you would pay him for what he was damaged, which is the items. Okay. So therefore, he actually says that the idis really means the idis of the property because you're looking at him sort of as a quasi mazik. Okay. The Brisa then continued that we just had now. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Melamdin Oson Shlo Yachzeru. You have to teach them to do it in a way that they can't, that we can avoid any retraction. Ketzad Kosev, you write in the contract that I sold it to you, and you sold you for 1,000. I accepted 200, and the rest is a loan. So you know it's like the seller finances the transaction. Right? It's the seller finance transaction. What? Nothing changes. That's a lot of, you know, medical practices are bought like that. So Taima de Kasiv Lehaki. There are only, so Gemara makes a deal. It's only if you wrote this. This is much of your question. How low cost of hachi low kani? But had they not written this in the contract, he would not, the mechira would not be complete. Then he'd be able to close there. Okay, my question is: so where's the kinyan? Isn't there some sort of kinyan that makes it? Or this is pre kinyan? Maybe this is pre kinyan. Okay.
It has to be
pre kinyan
with the condition.
Right. The Hatanya, says we have the following brisa. We learn out the brisa. It's going to be a problem for Rabbi Shimon. Hanosen eravon lechavero. So there's a lokeach. I guess he wants to buy something from a mocher, and he gives him an eravon, which is some sort of collateral. Right? He gives him this piece of collateral. The amar lo, when he says to him, lokeach says to him, imani chozer b, if I retract from this mechira, I back out, ervoni mocholecha, you keep this collateral. Basically, it's I give you this down payment, then it's yours, contract 10% up front, it's yours, you can keep it. But hala omer, the mocher also wants to show his seriousness for the transaction, and he says, if I retract from the mechira, I'll double your erovon. I'll give it back. I'll give you back your collateral times two. So it's legit. It's kaimu tanayim. Whoever's chozer bo has to pay. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Yosi because Rabbi Yosi holds the time mate. Damar asmachta kanya. Isn't a smachta because they're only doing it. It's really guzma. They're only doing it in order to show their seriousness. And he says a smachta kanya. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer dayo sheyikne kineged eravon. Rabbi Yosi says no. You're not going to get more. They'll just get the eravon, that amount. And Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'medvar memurian. This is going to be the problem for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He states, when do we say that if you're chozer bo, you only collect kineged amashkon? That's bizman she'amar lo ervoni hikon. That's where he says that this mashkon is what I'm using to actually purchase the entire field. Aval machal lo. What about the case if he says he sells him the field for 1,000 zuz? V'nasim lo mehen 500 zuz, and he pays him half. He pays him 50 zuz. Kana he's kone umachal lo sashar afil lachar kamashonim, and he pays the rest over time. No flipping it into a loan or anything. Stam. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that? Rabbi Shimon says in order to avoid the chazara problem, you have to stipulate it in the contract. Here he says he's kana if he makes a partial payment. So the Gemara says lo kasha ha de ka'ayil v'nafik azuzi ha de lo ka'ayil v'nafik azuzi. It depends as to whether or not the mocher is chasing after the lokeach for the money. If he's chasing after the lokeach for the money, then we see an indication. Then there's a Rashi says it's an indication that he really wanted the money now, and he was only selling it in order to get the money. So in that case, it would be a retraction, and to avoid that retraction, you have to write it in the contract. But if the lokai all of an offer, because if we see that this mocher is not pressed for the money, and he's saying, okay, I'll sell it to you, you pay me 50% now, 50% later, then in that case, it's considered a kinyan right away, and we don't have to worry about, my problem is, how do you know what he's going to do until afterwards? Okay, the Amar Rava, because Rava says, Hi man, the zava midi lechavre. Somebody who's selling an item to his friend, and Tosos, where was it? He says ayol. He says near dafilu ayi b'mashach. Even if there was a mashicha, so even he had the kinyan. Yeah. So Amarava. So Amarava. Amarava. Hi man, the zava midi lechavre. Veka ayol v'nafik azuze, and he's going to chase after the money. Lo kana. There's no kinyan. If he doesn't, in other words, you have to check afterwards. Maybe he didn't have gemiros. If you see afterwards that he's chasing after the money, proves he didn't have gemiros das by the kinyan, and he can go and it's not considered a kinyan, and he can go after him. There's no kinyan; he can be choser. The guy can say, "Forget it. I don't want you chasing after me all the time. I'm out. Here's the money back." But if he just sits back and he doesn't chase after him, then we say kana that he's kana. But Amar Rava, Rava says further, Hai man de ozve mea zuze lechave. So guy lends 100 zuz to his friend. Upare zuza zuza. And he pays him back one zuz at a time. He pays him back in pennies, you know? Guy owns a vending machine, he's paying him back dollar by dollar. Upare zuze zuza. Pirion have, it is considered a pirion, but el de isle taromiskabe. But he can have complaints. The Amale, if siditihu mine. Because the lender can say to him, it makes sense. The fact that you didn't pay me back wholesale, I'm losing out. Because what am I supposed to do? The money is supposed to work for me. I'm giving you $100, and now you're paying me back. What am I supposed to do with $100? I can't complete my trade on the other side, which needs $100 up front. I need the due date says that on December 12th, you're going to pay me $100. So I have a swap to be made today. You only pay me back a dollar at a time. I can't finish my transaction. Fine. Hahu gavra de zavin le chamra le chavre. There was this gavra who sold chamra. Chamra usually means wine. Rashi here means it's a chamor, it's a donkey. says, he paid him 99.99%. He left over one zuz. And the mocher, the mocher is pressing him for that one zuz. So Yosef Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi is sitting and trying to figure out what's the story in this case. Meaning, usually we say, if you're chasing after the money, there's no kinyan. But this is one zuz. He paid him $99.99. He's pressing after the money. What's that? Do we say kani? Oh, low kani. Or maybe we say no. It's a bright line rule. If he's chasing after the money, no matter how small the change is, he's not kani. He can be chozer. So Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. So Rav Mordechai says to Rav Ashi, interesting, Rav Mordechai comes up every now and then. It's nice to see, you know, one of the more modern type names you have. A few times it comes up in Shas. Right? Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Hachi Amar Avimi Mi Hagronia Mishmei de Rava. This is what Avimi from the town of Hagronia said in the name of Rava. Zuza Kazuze Dami. One zuz equals the same thing as many zuzim. And therefore Volokani. If he's chasing after any amount of money,
why
it shows
converted into a loan.
What?
Why isn't automatically converted into a loan?
Because he didn't contract it. Because he's chasing after the money.
Because he wants it now.
He wants the money now. By showing that he wants the money now shows
the money now, but that why isn't it automatically changed into a loan and then I'm gonna pick my loan up tomorrow morning when I pick up my money?
Because that's we said that's not the case.
It wasn't stipulated.
Rav Shimon said it has to be stipulated.
Stipulated that he's not getting his full payment.
It wasn't stipulated on flipping into a loan. Rabbi Shimon Leo said in order to do that you have to stipulate that it's a loan. You have to stipulate that we turn it into a loan. Without stipulating we turn it into a loan, then we have to look to see whether or not this guy's chasing after the money. If he's not chasing after the money, then we say, yeah, it's a kinyan and the rest is a loan. If he is chasing after the money, that means he only sold it in order to get all the money up front. He wasn't interested in a loan, and therefore it's no kinyan.
800-200, he didn't do that either.
What?
We converted that 800.
Only if they stipulated, or he wasn't chasing after the money.
Oh, it was
a
chase.
Right.
Got it.
So right, so okay. Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hachem Ravimi, Miagroni, Mishmei the Rava, Zuzi, Zuzi Kadami Velo Kani. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei Rav Yosef Rav Ashi, Vaha Amrina Mishmei the Rava Kani. But didn't Rava say that we are Kone in this case? So Amalei, so his Rav Ashi says back to him, Titargem Shmaitach, I will explain to you what Rava said. Rava said it's Kone as Bimocher Sadeyu Mipnei Ra'asa. His case over there is that it's Kone in a case where he's selling a bad field that he wants to, you know, dispose of.
Download.
Right? He's downloading, yeah, he's down to unload this field, right? The Rashi says, not download, to unload. Right, you're right. That's what he said. The Anan Sa'adi, the Balav onto the Zuzi Namar Mizavinle. He doesn't care about the money so much. We know that he wants to unload the field. The fact that he's chasing after the money is not going to change us and change our ideas in this case. He's chasing after the money because he doesn't want the Lokeach to retract. I don't know why they would Lokeach would retract because, right. But the idea is over here the case where he said that if he didn't get paid, it's a valid kinyan without the stipulation, and he only got paid that $1, I guess. That was in the case of the field where he was trying to unload. But in the case of a mecher, he's not trying to unload; he's trying to make a regular deal. If he's chasing after the money, he's chasing after the money, and that's not going to be considered a kinyan because he can close her. Yeah, huge. Okay.
You don't
want to get the mission? Yeah, Ratzakosh Baruch Hu Zakeh Israel. If you come to our mission, Neymar, and I have it.